Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into the 49ers Seahawks Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime. Obviously, we do our recap every single Friday, just recapping the Thursday night game. And this week is going to be a little bit interesting because we actually have a couple days of games. We actually have an extra slate of Saturday's games. So it's going to be pretty fun to go over this for this weekend. So I'll have to figure out what I want to do with that. But as for this Thursday night game, we had the 49ers taking on the Seahawks. Obviously, the 49ers won. That was my prediction overall. When I was typing up my preview and my X factors for how each team can win this game, I had the 49ers winning by double digits. Now, they didn't win by double digits, but the 49ers did play overall pretty well. They play a certain way, and teams really just can't figure out how to beat this 49ers team. I think this 49ers team is on the biggest win streak in the NFL right now at like 6 wins in a row consecutively right now. Now, Brock Purdy looked really good. He was 17 for 26, 217 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, he did exactly what he needed to do. You know, get the ball to the playmakers and let them do what they do. So, obviously, Christian McCaffrey had a monster game, 26 carries, 108 yards and a TD. So, McCaffrey was great. And George Kittle was phenomenal. So, if you had George Kittle on your fantasy team, you're probably loving it last night. He had 4 receptions, 93 yards, and 2 TDs as well. Juwan Jennings had a decent game, 3 for 31 yards. McCaffrey had a nice receiving game, 6 for 30. And then Tyler Kroft, 1 for 28. And Brandon Ayuk had a, you know, pretty quiet game, 2 for 19. Now, Ayuk is technically like the leading receiver on the team, so he's going to get this other team's best, you know, cornerback. And Ayuk's just not really built for that. He's more of a number two on most teams. I think, you know, he's exactly where he should be on this roster. He's like the third or fourth guy to go to. Now, on this roster, what is considered a very stacked offensive roster, he's the fourth guy you want to go to. Obviously, you have McCaffrey, Debo, and George Kittle. And then you have Brandon Ayuk. And I think Ayuk is more of he's a third type of guy. He's your third best guy on offense. And that's when you know you have a good roster that's Super Bowl potential. So obviously, if he was on the Chiefs, you would have Kelce. And then Juju, I would say Juju is better than Ayuk. But then Ayuk's the third option. Like, that's where Ayuk is and where I rank him as a receiver. I don't think he could be your number one on a championship team. I think he's more your number two and your third overall best offensive skill player. So that's just kind of recapping the 49ers, you know, offense and who did good. Let's go to the Seahawks. Now, we'll cover the Seahawks as well. So Geno Smith was 31 for 44, 238 and 1 touchdown. So pretty clean game by him. He did get, you know, hit quite a bit and pressured quite a bit against this 49ers defense. Obviously, 49ers are, you know, a crazy, crazy defense and widely viewed as the best defense in the league. So it's not really anything, you know, more on Geno. Kenneth Walker was 12 for 47. He had a pretty quiet game, but again, it's the 49ers defense. What are you going to do against this defense? And Kenneth Walker, now, he was injured and came back this week fully healthy, but the Seahawks were trailing most of this game, so he couldn't really, you know, run the ball effectively like he usually does in the previous couple weeks. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf each had 7 receptions. Lockett had 68 yards, and Metcalf had 55. So, decent games from both of them. Noah Fant had 5 for 32 and 1 touchdown. Obviously, that was the only touchdown scored by the Seahawks. And it's mostly just field goals. So let's cover some of the Seahawks. So the last couple of weeks, we've had, you know, the Seahawks stumble a little bit. they've really fallen off. They were like 7-3. Now they're way down to 7-7. It's kind of what you're seeing with a few of these teams that are really overachieving this year, mainly the Jets, Giants, and Seahawks. We all thought they were going to be, you know, bottom 8 teams in the league. And in, you know, week 9, week 10, these teams were all at like an all-time high. They were like 7-3, and they were looking fantastic. And since then, they've all kind of just, you know, slowly faded back to 500 teams, or, you know, Jets and Giants, they are slightly above 500. So all these teams, they kind of had the momentum rolling with them, and now they're kind of going back to what we thought they were going to be. Now, it's still a great year for those three teams and the Seahawks, but they're kind of turning into what we thought. None of us coming into the year thought they were going to be even a middle-of-the-pack team. I mean, mostly everybody thought they were going to be a bottom 5 team in this league. And credit to them, they played really, really well this season. But, you know, with Geno Smith getting pressured and having Geno Smith throw 44 times, that's just not who he is. You don't have a quarterback go from, you know, a bust to, oh, he's a Pro Bowler, you know, a decade later. That's not what happens. Like, one of the best case scenarios for that type of situation is Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill was slowly becoming a bust. He goes to Tennessee, and he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. That was mainly with a stacked Tennessee Titans roster. So I think, you know, Ryan Tannehill is the best case scenario. And even the Titans want to move off Ryan Tannehill. Obviously, the Titans drafted Malik Willis in, like, what was it, the 3rd round this year. And Ryan Tannehill's kind of, you know, taken a step back in these last 2 years, ever since that 2020, you know, playoff run. So I think, you know, Geno Smith is more of a, he's a starting caliber quarterback, but he's not someone you should have throwing 44 times. I think, you know, Geno Smith throwing 28 times with a very strong running game is more of what he needs. I think if he was on the 49ers team, he could actually be really, really good, you know, with Christian McCaffrey, Deebo, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. That's more of what he needs rather than, you know, 44 passing attempts a game where the running game is, you know, non-effective because they're trailing in the game. So I think the Seahawks, even though they had a great year, it's not really who they are. Their record is, you know, starting to really show what type of team they are. They're not a, you know, 7-3 team with a great playoff record. I think if they make the playoffs, they're going to be a one and done. I think, you know, between the Giants, Seahawks, and Washington Commanders, I think the Seahawks and Commanders are the two better teams. I think the Giants are the worst out of the three. I think the Seahawks can make the playoffs, be a one and done, and give a team a good fight in the first round. So that's just my overall thoughts. Obviously, we can go over the overall team stats pretty quickly. The score wasn't nearly as, you know, what it shows. It was a one-score game, but the 49ers were blowing the Seahawks' doors off. But, you know, particularly bad roughing the passer call with Nick Bosa, that was fans and media members are not happy with that. Obviously, the roughing a passer call has been very, you know, iffy this season with the refs. So we'll probably get something looked at next year about that. But overall team stats, the 49ers had way more yards, 381 to Seahawks 277. Passing yards, pretty dead even, 211 to 207. Rushing yards is where it was completely all in the 49ers. They had 170 to the Seahawks 70. So almost 2.5 times the rushing yards. Yards per play, 6.2 for the 49ers and 4.5 for the Seahawks. First downs, even. Third down, the 49ers were a little bit better on third down. Fourth down, neither team went for it. Total plays dead even. Sacks allowed, obviously, Nick Bosa going against a rookie tackle was a disaster, as the Seahawks allowed 3 sacks and the 49ers only allowed 1. Penalties, both had around the same. 49ers had 60 and the Seahawks had 79. Now, obviously, the Seahawks lost a fumble. So it was a good game. I think the Seahawks played as well as they could have against this 49ers team. Obviously, this 49ers team is insane. They are insane. They are, I would say, probably the 4th best team in the league. I'd put Kansas City and the Bengals in the AFC and then the Eagles and 49ers in the NFC. So wherever you want to rank the 49ers in those top 4 teams, I think they are in that, you know, 4th and 3rd team. I think if they had a stronger quarterback, obviously, they'd be, you know, the 3rd best team. But I do think they are a top 4 team in the league as of right now, even with Brock Purdy. And I want to give my props to Brock Purdy. He has played really well ever since coming in for Jimmy Garoppolo a couple weeks ago. Obviously, last night, like I said, he had 2 touchdowns, no picks. Clean game. Looked really good. He was questionable after he took that hit against, who'd they play last week? I can't remember who he played against last week, but obviously he had that massive hit he took against that team last week. So he's questionable to play this game. Came in, played excellent. Credit to Brock Purdy. He's one of the better 7th rounders. And I think this kind of solidifies that the 49ers are not going to, you know, re-sign Jimmy G, because I think Brock Purdy is a more explosive version of Jimmy G. They can move the pocket out a little bit more, and Brock Purdy can do about the same things as Jimmy Garoppolo can do, and that's not even including what they're going to do with Trey Lance. So I think unless Brock Purdy really falls apart in the next couple weeks, I think you're going to see Jimmy G on a team next year, because Brock Purdy making pennies on the dollar can really, you know, be good for this 49ers team to stack up the roster and go on a Super Bowl run for the next couple of years if they decide not to keep Trey Lance, or that just fizzles out. So obviously, great game last night. Hope you guys had a great week, and happy for the weekend. I hope you guys have some good plans, and have a good one. Peace.